Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
If you're pregnant, or if you've been pregnant, you've probably bought the books about how to prepare, from What to Expect When You're Expecting to one of the many tomes on natural childbirth.
While books like these can be useful, they don't reflect the infinite variety of labor and delivery experiences. And they often fail to make the point that every birth is a deeply personal experience that often does not go according to plan.
That's one of the big takeaways from a new anthology called Labor Day, True Birth Stories by Today's Best Women Writers. Carrie Goldberg, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, has been reviewing the collection, and she posted 10 lessons from the book's editors. They draw on a range of 30 stories, some of them harrowing and some of them funny, from delivering a 10-pound baby to giving birth in the back of a car. And Carrie, welcome.
Good to
have
you. Thanks, Anthony. Thanks.
So, Carrie, what drew you to this anthology? Tell us what's different about this from the countless mommy blogs and mommy-to-be blogs that are out there.
What's different about this anthology is that it's 30 stories written beautifully by these very distinguished authors, including Cheryl Strayed and Julia Glass. And so you're getting not just birth stories, but stories beautifully told by people who know how to do it.
That sounds great. Well, let's talk about one of these 10 lessons that you posted on your blog. And this is the one that's on top of the list, and it's resonated with me. Your birth experience is unlikely to match up with your birth plan. Sounds like an important point.
It's a very important point. In a way, I feel like this book is kind of like the voice of our generation. It's all of these very empowered women who have informed themselves about all the different options and developed these birth plans, which is what you're supposed to do. And then everything so often just goes bluey, and you have to let go of the birth plan. And I think a great challenge for women is to accept that things don't always remain in their control the way that they would like them to, and they need to not feel too bad about that.
Well, let's welcome Anna Solomon. She's one of the editors of Labor Day, True Birth Stories by Today's Best Women Writers. And Anna Solomon, good to have you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
I'd like to hear from you where the idea for this anthology came from.
It came when I had just had my first daughter, and Eleanor Henderson, who was a friend at the time and my co-editor on this book, was pregnant with her first, and she wanted to know, what is it really like? And from there, we realized, there's nothing like this out there. There was nothing that represented the huge variety of the sorts of births that can happen.
Big variety. Well, you mentioned the experience, your own childbirth experience that you wrote about in this book. Give us a little bit about that. What happened?
Yeah, and it does sort of center around this doctor I had, very eccentric doctor who in the book I call Dr. Yang. She's a very good doctor, but it sort of yelled a lot. She was the kind of person, when my glucose levels were a little bit high, she called me and said, Anna, you failed the test. This sort of very, very rough. I had sort of early labor that wasn't really progressing, and I was sure that it was, and I was sure I needed an epidural right away, and she was the one who sort of said to me, you're not in labor, you're not even a little bit dilated, go home, take an Ambien, take a nap, drink, take the hottest bath, all these things that I didn't think I was supposed to do. She said, do them, and then sort of that did, in fact, bring on labor. So she was always yelling at me, and then she often turned out to be a little bit right, too, which was part of what was complicated.
Well, what do you want other women to take away from the story of your experience?
Well, I think in some ways it's sort of how complex a relationship can be with our healthcare providers. I think there's a tendency for people to have very black and white feelings about medical professionals they work with. This certain doctor, or this certain midwife or doula just was the thing that made my birth the way it was. Or I hated, you hear a lot of horrible experiences with people. And I wound up having a really complex relationship with this woman. And actually, a couple years later, I'd had a couple miscarriages I had three miscarriages between my first and my second. And I had this sort of hemorrhaging, and I went to her. And again, she did this thing. She said to me, even a drop of blood can look like it fills a toilet. She was like questioning what was happening to me. And again, I wanted to throw something at her. And then at that same visit, it was like after she figured out what was going on, she gave me one of her own skirts to wear home. And so it was one of these, it was just a very complex relationship. And I think that often they can be if we allow them to be.
Mm. And Anthony, part of what I like about Labor Day, this anthology, is that it can capture the great variety of emotional experiences. I mean, women are all so different. 80% of American women have children, and we're all so different. And the emotional aspects of pregnancy and labor and birth can also be so different.
Let me ask you both about one of these 10 lessons, Carrie, that you put together for this blog from the editors. I'm particularly intrigued by this one. Number 6, try not to get too attached to the term natural, which itself is a construction.
Yeah, this was really important to Eleanor and I as we were putting this book together, because there is a lot of pressure these days, especially I think the more that people get focused on planning for birth, the birth plan, and the more options we have, the more we sort of start to think that we have control over the situation, and we still don't. And there are infinite options that can work beautifully. It wasn't as important how my baby got here, but that she or he got here.
Right, and all of the time that follows, right? All of the years of your baby being here. If so much is out of their control, is all the planning for nothing?
I don't think it's for nothing. I think there's too much of it. I think there's a lot of it is around an industry that's grown up around it, and that's part of why there's so much of it. One real value that I think that I certainly took from some of that preparation, especially with my second child, and that other women do, I think there are ways in which learning about what's actually happening in the body as you give birth can help in your relationship to the pain. It doesn't, in my experience, lessen the pain at all, but having a sense my second time around that, oh, this isn't something being done to my body, my body's doing it. Something as simple as that, a way of thinking about it, totally changed my experience. I was centered in a different way. So I think there is value in preparation, but maybe not quite so much, and not so much emphasis on the idea that we might have control.
Mm. Final question, and Carrie, I'll ask it to you. What's the best way to prepare for childbirth?
Oh, gosh. I would say that this book helps just because it can give you a sense of the tremendous variation in what can happen and a sense of, oh, my goodness, birth is messy. Every single possible form of bodily fluid could be involved, and it can go any which way. And so I think reading these stories helps you know that, helps you know that this is unpredictable and variable, and you just dive in.
All right. That's Carrie Goldberg. She's co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Carrie, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
Also, Anna Solomon. She's one of the editors of the anthology Labor Day, True Birth Stories by Today's Best Women Writers. She's also a writer and teaches English at Brown University. Anna, thanks so much to you.
Thank you.
And listeners, you can see Carrie's post on this book at RadioBoston.org.
Well, coming up, if there's a problem with youth sports, that problem could be you. We'll take a look at how parents are ruining youth sports with too much money, too much pressure, and too many broken-hearted six-year-olds. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.